Hello, folks, and welcome to the Burnt Powder 5 Radio Network. Your host, Burnt Powder 5. This is the introductory episode. I thought I'd tell you a little bit about what the plans for the show are and some information about myself. My ultimate goal of this will be regarding hunting, shooting, firearms reviews and discussions, gear reviews, whether that be tactical or outdoor related. Politics, just a little bit of politics, and my law enforcement perspective. Information about myself: born and raised in Northern California, and that's where I currently live and work. Been here my entire life. I've been involved in hunting and fishing and participate in those outdoor activities since I was a little kid. Been interested in firearms since I was a teenager and probably even before then. I've been reloading my own ammunition for over a decade. I'm a hunter education instructor, and of course, I'm an NRA member. I'm currently in law enforcement and have been so for close to 9 years. I just started at my second agency in Northern California. Some of the duties I've had while being in law enforcement include general patrol work, of course, detective, firearms instructor, field training officer, volunteer coordinator, neighborhood watch liaison, and I've written some law enforcement grants. I wanted to bring up my law enforcement experience because I think that's a key issue for the channel, or the radio show rather. From my research and just being interested in whether it be YouTube or podcasts or websites or forums, etc., it seems like there is few, if any, individuals that have these columns or forums or channels that are currently in law enforcement. A lot of them have law enforcement experience, but it's from the past. Not that that's a bad thing. Their military experience or law enforcement experience is all relative, but it's just from the past. And if they don't have any of those law enforcement and military experience, it's from their experiences from different avenues of life. So I thought it'd be interesting to some people to get a current law enforcement perspective on some of these issues that we have, and a voice to the public from law enforcement. And to say that most individuals are pro-Second Amendment, pro-freedom, don't want to trample on people's rights, etc. like that, that work in law enforcement. So let's jump right into today's show, which we're going to talk about the assault on the Second Amendment, which is so common these days. It's been around for decades, but in recent times with all these mass shootings, it's really in the eye of the media. Not sure if it's really in the eye of the public, but the media is definitely bringing it to the forefront. My personal opinion is it's a right guaranteed under the Bill of Rights that shall not be infringed. It may not be the number one right, but it's the number two. Our founding fathers had the foresight to write in there that freedom of speech is utmost of importance, that an individual shall not be persecuted by the government based on what they say. And only second to that would be that your right to own a firearm shall not be infringed. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And I think that's so important because it allows for freedom. If you look across the times of history, the individuals that have the most force, whether it be with swords, bows, black powder, infantry, knights, etc., those that had the most, those that could inflict the most damage, can get the populace to submit to their authority and their rule. So the Second Amendment was the result of all those years of experience that those that have no way of protecting themselves or defending themselves are going to be oppressed. So, to prevent that, every individual has a right to bear arms. It's not a toy, it's a defensive tool, ultimately. People can say it's, well, you don't need this firearm or this amount of ammunition to hunt with. You don't need this amount to go shooting and plinking with. You don't need this amount to defend yourself, things like that. That's not the ultimate issue of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is a right guaranteed to us without limitation, initially without limitation. Obviously, there's limitations now on assault weapons, so to speak. I don't like using that word, but assault, it gives an inanimate object something that only a living being can do, assault something. I don't like that term, assault weapon. But that's expired now. We talk about magazine capacity, where you don't need more than 10 rounds. You don't, and in New York's case, you don't need more than 7 rounds. Well, who are they to tell me what I need? If I am not a criminal, if I have no history of doing criminal activity of violence, what's the relevant point of me owning a magazine that carries more than 10 rounds, more than 15 rounds, more than 100 rounds? If I use it for my defense only and not to do massive shootings, which typically, and I say typically because 99.9% of the individuals that own firearms do so legally and do not go out and commit crimes, usually those individuals that do commit crimes possess those firearms illegally, whether they stole them or something like that, or they were never supposed to own them in the first place, things of that nature. What does it matter how many rounds I have? It doesn't matter whatsoever. And they try to make it an emotional situation instead of using logic. Not what does the statistics show you, what does research tell you, but how do you feel about that? This is not a topic that's open to interpretation of how you feel about something. It should be statistic based. Just recently, the FBI put out a new release that said gun crime is at a 20-year low. 2-0. 20-year low. Well, wow, that really isn't the face of the mass media that you hear, that gun violence is out of control. We need to stop all these massive shootings. Things like that. These massive shootings, whether it be Sandy Hook or the Colorado shooting and those things, has nothing to do with firearms. It has to do with the individual. I have never had a firearm that went off and shot something or someone without being manipulated by a human being. I think we have these mass shootings because of a cultural shift that's been going on for decades. With ethics, morals, character, and just way of life, it seems to me that we live in a society where everyone's a victim of something, whether you had bad parents or didn't make the baseball team or didn't get that job that you wanted, you're a victim of something. You know, we have to make it to where everyone feels good about how they are and you're special in some way. And I think that has to do with people not knowing how to deal with failure and not getting everything they want. So, in my 9 years, almost 9 years doing law enforcement, I have not ran into individuals on a regular basis in my profession that are against the Second Amendment, that are against freedom. So, I don't believe that if there was this decree that we are not allowed to possess firearms, if by some radical issue it came down that we're confiscating firearms, and we, I mean the government in general, I think you would have, first off, you're not going to have a lot of officers doing that. There'll be some, grant you, but I think on the majority of officers will not partake in that confiscation. So I don't think that's a reality. Confiscation's not a reality. And you've even had a coalition of sheriffs throughout and chiefs throughout the country since all this gun ban vote came and went now. In the past, a few months prior to that, they were saying that they would not infringe people's Second Amendment rights. They believe it's a right. And that's several elected officials doing that and chiefs of police and things like that. So that's always good to hear. So as we move beyond this Second Amendment thing and my law enforcement perspective, we're going to go into all these other topics that we've been discussing in the intro, the hunting, the shooting, the firearms, the gear, and a little bit of politics. Just to briefly touch again on why I think the law enforcement perspective is important. From just my experience and without a not being boastful or arrogant about it, it just seems like since California is a left state, liberal state, law enforcement is under the eye of the public a little more than other states, so it seems. And it appears to me that we have learned a lot about how to deal with people and how to enforce laws and things like this because of such scrutiny. And we've been sued a lot. The law enforcement agencies have been sued a lot. So therefore, it seems like we're on cutting edge on how to train our tactics, how to do things safely and appropriately, how to deal with people. And I believe that has to do a lot with it's demanded upon us by the citizens. So I think that will play a key role into some of our discussions also. You can also reach me on a YouTube channel, Burnt Powder 5. On YouTube, and my email is burntpowder5@gmail.com. Any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot me an email on that. Like I said, this is an introductory episode, so bear with me if I seem a little scatterbrained or it's not coming off very smoothly. I just wanted to get some information out there, and hopefully, you enjoy the future episodes. Have a good evening.